טוב, when we say Baruch Sha'amar, first we need to stand and hold our two front tzitziot with the right hand and then kiss them when we finish the Baruchah. Baruch Sha'amar is a very, 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 very special Baruchah that we say. Okay? Where did it come from, the Baruch Sha'amar? It was, they say that there's 87 words in Baruch Sha'amar. It's a special number in Kabbalah. And to say it exactly the way it's written, but Anshei Din Knesset HaGdolah fixed it in the davening because there was a petek, a piece of paper, whatever it was, a cloth that came from Shamayim with these words on it. And they put it in the praise. It's a very, very high thing to say.
Special. Holy.
Can very holy. The best thing is to say it before the tefillah, of course.
You
can say it from Chatzot.
Can you do it before?
Okay. No, the korbanot we don't do before. Only the time we can.
Because
no, only from Arad HaShachar.
The time is very short. I do it always at home in the korbanot. Because when they open it, for me it's too short.
So you
don't like to rush.
Yeah, so you do from Arad HaShachar, but. Because that's the time you could do korbanot in Beit HaMikdash. Of course, those the women say Baruch Shama with a bracha and Ishtabach with a bracha and Baya. Sukkot is Zimra that we say, all the Tehillim that we say before in the beginning of davening. Sukkot is Zimra. It says here, Yizayer Lamar Sukkot is Zimra Benachat. Be careful to say the Sukkot is Zimra Benachat. Calmly, not in a rush. So he doesn't swallow the words, because each letter of Sukkot Zimra has big, big secrets in it. To say it, every word, word per word, the whole thing. Okay. Mizmor LeTodah is supposed to do with the song. It's written in Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to sing it. So you don't have to do it like you do in Chut Shel Chesed, but do it in a tune. Your own tune. Do whatever tune you like. Okay? Not sound to read it monotone. Yeah, now with the monotone voice. Sing it. Say something. Sing it in a certain way.
What is the tune they use here?
Here? Ashkenazim say Mizmor LeTodah sitting down davka, standing up davka, and Sephardim say Mizmor LeTodah davka sitting down. So if you're Ashkenazi, you stand up by Mizmor LeTodah. If you're Sephardi, you sit down by Mizmor LeTodah. Ashkenazim now don't say Mizmor LeTodah in certain places during the year. And Erev Pesach Ashkenazim don't say Mizmor LeTodah. And on Erev Yom Kippur Ashkenazim don't say Mizmor LeTodah. And Chol HaMoed Ashkenazim. Don't say Chamot Pesach, but Sfaradim do say it. Machloket. In Ashrei, when we say the words Poteach et Yadecha Mazbia Lechol Chai Ratzon, you have to have in mind that Hashem is sustaining and giving livelihood.
He provides us for everything.
Everything, Parnasah, everything. Now, if a person did not have this in mind when he said this pasuk, he has to go back to that place and start over from that pasuk and on.
Also,
some kids are feeding, but they don't chayav. So mean that. But if he does not have in mind that in this pasuk that Hashem gives panasa to all, he's not yours. He has to go back. Some people they do a patach adecha like this, they open their hands. But it's very important not to do like this. Only like this, not to pick up your hands and open them. Only down.
Why?
Only twice that you're allowed, according to the Zohar, only twice you're allowed to pick up your hands. Like that. Right in front, ככה, big up. And you tear the dying? And Birkat Kohanim. Everything else, you can open your hands. But just like that, not like that.
Is there a reason?
The Zohar, I don't know. Ben Ishchai brings it.
But it doesn't mean that.
Amida, we don't. That person could also jump from one end of the room to the other. What do we see from Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, it says Rabbi Akiva, Akiva ben Yosef, he used to leave in Daming Shmon Esra one corner of the room and find him in a different corner of the room at the end. So what are you telling him? You didn't do right. He's all excited, no?
But he had concentration.
100%. The Vayivarech David, we stand. From Vayivarech David, at least until Asher Bachata Ba'Avram, and that you chose Avram.
Psalm 148.
You say Hallelujah twice.
Asher Hashamayim. Before the Akham. Yes,
you don't bow down.
You can make your own request.
And we give tzedakah when we say v'atam Moshe v'akol, and you own everything, you control everything, and we give tzedakah. You give any amount. You don't have to give it to a poor person, you give it to the pushka. But there's a minhag, according to the Kabbalah, to give 3 coins, and to first give 2 coins together, and then the third one. It's a minhag.
When
you do this? When we say, V'evav David, V'ata Moshe V'kol, and you control it all. You rule over all.
Why 3 coins?
Stam is saying now that, what? Why three? It's according to Kabbalah, I don't know, it doesn't say why. Stam is saying tzedakah. The highest tzedakah, he says here, you're going to give it tzedakah, he says, the highest is not that you give it personally to a poor man, but that you give it to a gabbai tzedakah, and he's going to give it to a poor man. Why? Because then you don't know who you gave it to, and he doesn't know, the ani doesn't know who you received from. That's it's a kmo tzedakah v'sechel. He says to give with the right hand, but the Rabbeinu says that if you give with both hands, all your prayers are answered, will be answered. But to give it 2 hands. The Sefer Amidot are being right. Put down the sitter. Say, Atam Moshe Bakol, put down the sitter, put the money in.
15 times during the davening, you have to put it down.
בסדר, לא משנה. אתה יודע, אתה מושב הכל, אז יתדעו לגעת. Yeah, saying Shirat Hayam is the Indian to say it. It's a lot of simcha. It says in the halacha that if someone says Shirat Hayam with joy, with real joy, all the sins will be atoned. So it's worth it to say it with simcha. The Zohar Kadosh writes a lot about this, and also if you know the trap or stam, you know a tune, it's good to say it with a certain tune. It's a song after all.
Is there a particular tune?
What?
Is there a particular tune?
No, the one you like. Which tune do you like? Shalom Alech Zichah Shir Moshe Erev Nei Yisrael. Whichever you like. Ishtabach. Some say Avraham Avinu, he fixed it. Bevach of Ishtabach.
He wrote it?
He wrote it, yeah. Some say. There's 13 praises in Ishtabach. Shir, Ushvacha, Alel, Zimrah, Ozon, Shana, Netzah, Dula, Vuhuah, Tila, Tzkaz, Bushar, Mafut.
Mercy.
Can I get 13 midot of Rachamim? So you're not supposed to say it fast. Shir, Ushvacha, Alel, Ozon, Shana, Netzah, Dula, Vuhuah, Tila, Tzkaz, Bushar, Mafut. You're praising the king. That's how you praise the king. Shir, Uzvacha, Sa'af, Alel, Zimra, Oh, Yisrael, Mashallah. Netzach, say word for word. I don't know, Rav Eliyahu says it's good to count with your fingers the 13 praises of Hashem. Shir, Uzvacha, Alel, Zimra, Oh, Yisrael, Mashallah, Netzach, Zimra, Vod. Every time there was a bunch of things written down, everybody else has to do with the fingers. I guess I pick a bar or something. Okay, short abusha.
It's like counting money.
You see, you cannot just cut it.
Yeah, you don't stop in the middle of the 13.
You have to start again.
Yeah. Ishtabach, you don't stop and know the praises of Hashem. If you see they're going to be Kaddish, so wait, answer, and then say Ishtabach. A lot of times it happens to me. I come a little bit late, and I'm not up to the, I'm almost up to Ishtabach. And so I wait. After the Shkiel, I see you're going to be saying Kaddish in a few minutes. I wait. So, how do you say Melech Yachid Chei Olamim, Melech Yachid El Chei Olamim, all kinds of ways of saying it. But Rabbi Nachman, who's very, very not makpid on how, what's Nusach you do, what you do, and this he was makpid. And he said that everyone should say Melech Yachid Chei Olamim, without El. Rabbeinu says. He's not makpid on what Nusach you do, anything, doesn't care. But this he said before the same Melech Yachid Chei Olamim. If I heard the Rav say that, I started written down, but Akpada. Now, you can't come to davening and say, oh, you came late, so you say, Baruch Shama, and you'll say, Yishtabach, and you'll run through. Yifsha, you have to say at least one capital tefillah in between. One psukadizim, one between. Yeah, you say, Baruch Shama, say, one of the Alelukot, yeah? Or Ashrei, Ashrei is higher, say Ashrei, and then you can say, Yishtabach. Just for saying the afterbirth, the Ishtabach?
Yeah, is a Baruch Shema, then he's going to do that, you say Mishtabach. But enough, we know and you bring it there. You say Ashrei.
Ashrei, he says you just say Ashrei.
Ashrei, unless there's no problem, you say Ashrei.
No time to Ashrei, so don't daven. Go straight to your Tzivo.
And then what do you do if that's a Baruch Shema? So what do you do afterwards?
Afterwards, it isn't a kind of Baruch Shema, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a Baruch Shema.
Why is it Baruch Shema? It's not to that.
I don't know if you know that is enough.
But why are you rushing?
No, you came in late. It's only a minute around. What do you mean? Who's rushing?
I gave up on rushing. I go to a fast minion. So I gave up.
You gave up?
I gave up rushing.
I didn't give up. Never give up.
No, it's, I'd rather concentrate and really, really, really pray and die.
It's true.
What I do is I know there's going to be two or three minions, one after the other. I go to my own place. By the time I get to the second minion, like they're up to Shimon Ashmi, then I'm with them in Shimon Ashmi.
Right. And you finish up with the third minion.
I finish with the third minion.
Exactly.
Shatayim over Shtibat, Goryeo.
I have enough time.
I'm the same way in Shabbos morning. I go to the first minion and I finish to the second minion. They gave up on trying to call me for a meal. Because normally I'm in either Shema or Shimon Israel.
Yes, people do the opposite. They come in the second minion and they finish with the first one. You do that too.
Most of the orders, they come too late in the first encounter.
Hashem Erachem.
Look, I can barely see. I can barely read. You know, it's like I try and do my best.
It's good.
Shukha, Hashem loves it so much. Go back to Kiva. So, yeah, Afsaka al Baruch Shema. Okay, now we're talking about breaks in between. When he says Korbanot until Baruch Shema, you got to stop wherever you are for Kaddish, or Kedusha, for Amen, everything. Okay, you got to stop for every until Baruch Shema. Before Baruch Shema, you could stop for Kaddish, for Kedusha, for Amen, for everything. During Baruch Shema, so it depends. The Baruch Shema is divided to four. Achelek Arishon Matchil B'Shvachin Bo'olam. The first part begins with praises to Hashem. Blessed Baruch Shema, blessed is He, and that He said, and the world was created. Baruch Hu, blessed is He. Baruch Omer Vaoseh, blessed is the one He says, and everything is done. He decrees and things, and he does what he decrees. Yeah. The second part starts, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That's the bracha. The third part is El Av HaRachamim. It's until Adei Ad Shema Gadol, until before you say again Baruch. And the fourth part is the Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Mula B'Tishbachot. So yeah, okay. Four parts of Baruch Shema. In the first part, until the first Baruch Ata Hashem, you could stop for Kaddish, for Kedusha, for everything. Until you start saying Baruch Ata Hashem, the first Baruch Ata Hashem, twice you say Baruch Ata Hashem, Baruch Shema. Until the first time you say Baruch Ata Hashem, you can answer everything. It's like Korbanot. The second part, once when you say Baruch Ata Hashem, when you say that verse, that keta, that sentence, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you can't stop for anything. In the middle of a bracha, you don't stop in the middle of a bracha for anything. In the third part, so if there's periods, you look in the Siddur, like where you could stop, like it makes sense. So then, in your Siddur, you probably also have points. Periods, right? So there, you only there you could answer Amen and stuff. And then the third part, in the fourth part, which is again, Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Me'olam V'Atish V'Chayes, you don't stop at all for anything. It's a short bracha, just say it fast and then answer. But Chovel Shmuel, you don't answer in any case in these places. Now, from Baruch Shama until Shmoneh Esreh, Asur Lafsik B'Dibur, you cannot talk at all from Baruch Shama until Shmoneh Esreh. Anything, you can't talk at all. Now, during Pesukah de Zimra, meaning from Baruch Shama until Yishtabach, there's a few things he could answer. I don't know if you'll remember this, but I'm going to say it anyways. The first five amens of Kaddish, until the Amiram Baram Aviv Woman. Until there you can answer. If it's a longer Kaddish than that, Diskabed, or you don't answer the amens over there. You can answer Kedusha, you can answer Moedim, you can answer Bochu, and then in the amens of Brachos, you also don't answer. Bochov Oshmo, you don't answer. Other amens, you don't answer. So it's very easy. First, we're talking about during Pesukah de Zimra, you can answer the five first amens of Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Dusha, Moedei Derabanan, and any other amens of Brachos. But if it's not an amen of a bracha, you don't answer. If a person, you're mistaken, someone came over to him and started talking, you talk with him after you said Baruch Shema, he doesn't have to go back. He said, Yamur or Noah. רמיזה, ייזהר שלא ירמוז בעיניו ולקרוץ בשפתיו ולרמוז בצעותיו כשרוב סוגי דברה אפילו במידון לדמור אך לצורך מצא מותר. To be careful, it's a very important הלכה that we're learning here. To be careful not to hint with your eyes and to wink to someone or you want to tell someone something. מרוב סוגי דברה זה בעיה. Only, even if it's between מזמון לדמור, The only time you would be allowed to do this thing is if it's for a mitzvah. For example, you have 9 people here. And we're trying to get a minyan together. So you're telling the guy. Then you let it do that because you want to call the 10th guy, and by yeah. Okay? With Sam, that's so. We know there's halacha that if someone comes into the room and he's over 70 years old, he has to get up. Even if in Mufsukh is or if he's Savage Chacham, even if he's young. So we don't know, okay, some people we don't know how old they are, so you can stand just in case. You don't have to stand all the way, also it's enough to go like that. Just to show him respect. So also in the middle of Sukh Zimra, you gotta get up.
Only one time during the day.
Ma?
You can keep walking back and forth, you don't have to get up every time.
The same person? Huh? Once. But if it's your Rav Muvak, if he's your Rebbe, like Rav Shalom, it's not Rebbe, then he has to get up every time he walks by. Every day he walks by, yeah. Or if it's his Dor HaDor, or if it's his father. That's his father tells him, no, you still don't know, it's not father. What happens is the same Sukkot is Rimah. And there's thunder, or there's lightning. Can you stop? It's machloket. The mice says, we don't make a bracha. Now, we know that if you go into a shul and the congregation are saying you're at a kriyat shema, you're supposed to stay with them. But if you're in Pesukah de Zimra, you're not allowed to stay with them. But you need to put your hands in your eyes as if you're staying with them. So, which should look like you're saying with them Kriyat Shema. Say it out loud like they're doing it out loud. Put your hands in your eyes. Don't say Kriyat Shema.
You don't say it.
Don't say the words. Say other words. The words that you're saying. Now, if you start davening, you thought that you're going to make it for Kriyat Shema. For the time of Kriyat Shema. You see now that you're saying such excitement, such singing, everything. You see that the time is passing. What are you going to do? So you stop between the portions. Right, the paragraphs, and you say Kriyat Shema. Then you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra. You see that the time will pass until you reach Kriyat Shema. So then you're allowed to stop and say Kriyat Shema. If a Kohen is in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, he's the only Kohen around, and they ask him to go for the Torah. If it's not the only one around, they ask him to come to the Torah. Yechol la'alot ve'levarech. Even in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, you're allowed to go over the rest. Anyone who you call.
You have to start again?
No.
No.
Continue where you start. Now, if a person in the middle of his wife went to the bathroom, and said Asher Yatzah, so machloket haposkim, when do you say Asher Yatzah? You should say it really after Yishtabas. Yeah. Now, what about you started Yishtabach and then you started Kaddish and Baruchu, what do you do? So if it's before saying Baruch Ata Hashem, so you can answer but then say Yishtabach again, Yishtabach again from the beginning, like you said before. But if it's already, you said Baruch Ata Hashem, El Melech, Elohim Olam Adonai Bechot, then you answer with them, Baruchu and Kaddish. And then just, you can finish up where you're up to, because you said already, Baruch Ata Hashem, El Melech Gedol Me'olam. You started. So, that was Alachot for this week.